I'm outstanding, man. I remember I reached out to you and said, hey, you know, we got to have you back on the program. Really, because your Facebook posts are outstanding. As you see, I just put a blurb about announcing the show. It said YouTube and Facebook censors standing by. They need to be standing by for this program. We're going to give it to them.
Right on.
Well, and I think in one of our back and forth, you said, hey, man, I'm dying over here. Well, you know, a lot of people in this country are dying because, you know, we had the Bear Report there, and he was talking about some straight guys that want to have a straight parade, but the city feels it's too controversial. Now, what the hell is that?
It's really, I don't know, it's like revenge of, you know what it is, it's a very radical, there's, something has happened in the last, actually, this is a very interesting study that, I don't know if you follow Tim Pool, but he's excellent. Like me, you know, I spent my grammar school years in Chicago, that's where he's from, very liberal, extremely liberal place, and so that's just normal. It's like if you're brought up in a Pentecostal environment, you think that's normal. That's not normal to me, but now as I begin to widen my scope, I say, okay, well, that's a, you know, everything's normal, we're all humans. But there's a very directed, leftist sort of thing sweeping this country right now, definitely in politics. You see what's happened to the Democrat Party. I was a Democrat my whole life. I, after their antics for the past 2 years, I will never vote Democrat again. They're disgusting. They hate this country. I mean, the thing is that, like, basically what made the Democrats the good guys was that they were part of the anti-war movement during the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was a bad war. It should never have happened, and they were on the right side. It was also the Civil Rights Act was passed under, it was really a JFK thing, it passed under Johnson. So it was associated with them, and then I guess that they, you know, I think that there were some necessary things that happened as far as civil rights for everyone, including gays, mm-hmm. and transgender. I think everyone should have civil rights. But it starts to, now it's just like, it's basically, it power corrupts, you know? Mm-hmm. And so now it's just like we have to shove, like, pedophilia down your throat. Like, now we have to normalize pedophilia. Like, I think the buck stops there. I don't think that's going to happen. I hope not.
Well, if it does, it's going to start in California, man. And they're already making their way down there with these, what are they, tranny story hours? You got these full-blown transvestite-looking freaks out there getting in front of kids. To me, that sounds like child abuse.
I think it is. I mean, it's so rare. It's so rare that you're gonna run across that. Now, I happen to be half Brazilian, and my mother was dealt art and antiques, and so she had gay friends my whole life, and I grew up knowing gay people who were in, you know, committed relationships. So I've been seeing this for, you know, half a century, and it was kind of normal to me. And I think, as I said, everyone is a human being and is a child of God and deserves their civil rights. Mm-hmm. But to shove, to shove pedophilia down your throat, mm-hmm. to shove, you know, like serious drag, like why? It's not. I don't think that it's healthy for people. I don't think it's healthy for children. You know, these people have the highest rate of suicide even after they've been given their surgeries, you know? They have the highest rate of suicide of any group, I think. The transgender, you know, the dysmorphic, whatever, identity disorder thing going on with that.
Well, let me ask you something, Alexandria. Is there a Muslim issue behind this? Because obviously they like child brides, but you think there's some sort of backdoor, pardon the pun, approach to getting people to relax their view of age discrepancies? Because in reality, they're looking years ahead when they take over.
Yes, that's the short answer. The longer answer is that we don't have a media or anything that is free of influence peddling anymore. And so when you really see who owns Twitter, it's some Saudis. And when you see who owns a lot of politicians, it's people in Qatar and things like that who are hardcore, fundamentalist Islamicists, who believe, because Muhammad deflowered his wife. I think he married her when he was 6, and then he deflowered her when she was 9. And so anything the prophet does is okay. Mm. So that is going to be, that would be the standard. That is the standard in, Wahhabist and hardcore, like Iran. You can sell your child, your daughter, mm-hmm. to marriage at starting at the age of 9, I think.
Mm-hmm. But there does seem to be a major push to get kids to change their view of their sexuality. So you talk about pedophilia, but man, they're just, the push is all around except for that little chunk right there. And it kind of goes with the abortion thing. I think people have almost struck a kind of a medium on that. Well, nobody wants to, they all talk about the coat hangers. I don't even know that really even happened, but but now we're at where you take a baby out, you got them on a table, and you got like a bunch of people in robes like ancient druids deciding whether or not that baby, and I think Bear mentioned it, I think what he say that they're calling it biological tissue now. I mean, but wait a minute, it's got a head, it's breathing, it's crying. No, it's biological tissue, it ain't nothing yet. So there's that, somehow the Democrats got smoked out. I think they moved a little bit too quick in the beginning when they took over the House. I think they probably wanted to roll out slower, but some of the liberal states went crazy with it. Of course, then there was the pushback. Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama started pushing back on that. But they let the cat out of the bag, as far as I'm concerned. But there's a gross, an extreme gross end game. So if you take, say, their view of children, well, maybe they're not really a girl. Maybe they're not really a boy. But that's just the nose of the camel in the tent. There's a bigger thing waiting out there, and every subject like that it's like that. You say, well, it sounds reasonable. Maybe some of them are confused. Maybe you get to that almost. You almost want to agree, and sometimes you just give up because you get pounded with it all the time. But and other times you just want to agree to show hey, I care about you. I care about your opinion. I'll try to help you. Whatever. But it ain't like that on the other side. It's death on the other side. It's they have an agenda and they're sticking to it.
Well, this has again once again, to do with influence peddling by the laboratory, the scientific establishment that wants access to these tissues because they can learn a lot about life extension. The stem cells that are available in embryos and in fetuses are much more. It's just an incredibly rich field for research. So the thing is, I think that most advocates of abortion, first of all, think it should be rare and it shouldn't happen very often, but in the case of a young girl who sort of got pressured and made a mistake, and she's 15, and what, she's not going to go to college now? She's going to get into trouble with her parents. I mean, I can see nobody wants to have to give birth and then kill a baby on an operating table, but that's why I think that some of these laws that have passed, I think, are fine. If the heartbeat law and things like that.
Let me ask you something.
They're acceptable, but I think I think something like 97% of abortion advocates don't agree with post-birth abortion. Murder, which is really just giving samples to laboratories. Organ traffickers and God knows what.
Mm-hmm. God knows what is right. Sure some of them are.
That's extreme. Probably there's an extreme aspect to that that has to do with what you're suggesting, something to do with the, extreme satanic, horribleness that mm-hmm. I can barely go there, in my imagination. I just don't want to even imagine what's going on with that.
Well, I mean, Planned Parenthood was caught selling baby parts on eBay. So, there's something else going on out there.
Well, that's greed, that's money, that's not even Satanism, that's just money. There's a lot of money
greed.
Made.
By the way, I note that Tony Rodham just died. What did he know about Hillary?
he knew a lot. I mean, he was like a soldier in the Clinton criminal enterprise. I mean, mm-hmm. he was instrumental in facilitating the crimes that have been, you know, ongoing for 30 plus years among her family and her posse. So, yeah, and then that's another thing that's sort of trending big on Twitter right now. All of these weird suicides, there's two NYPD cops, another one in Florida. There was somebody from the Department of Commerce who was killed in a murder-suicide by her husband. I think so far over 10 deaths, and, you know, the woo-woo accounts on Twitter who claim to be affiliated with Q or with the Department of Defense or DIA, they're saying there will be more. There'll be more before this weekend is through, and they're saying that this is a Q proof of what I think was predicted a year ago called Suicide Weekend. Mm-hmm. We are in Suicide Weekend for people who believe in the Q stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask something. You said that you were a Democrat. Was there a defining moment when you said, "Wait a minute, this is messed up"?
Yes,
or was it
gradual? Well, it started, I guess, maybe in before the end of Obama's first term. I couldn't vote for him the second time because he was bombing the crap out of everybody, and he had become a neocon. So what I found, and this is the deal, I don't really think that the real thing is about whether you're on the left or you're on the right. It's about who is really, it's this nefarious war machine and this nefarious controlling force that wants to control everybody. They will use either side. They'll mm-hmm. use either side to play it against the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So it just so happens that right now the majority of that evil, of this war machine, of the neocons, is on the Democrat side, is on the Hillary side, because Hillary purchased the DNC. The Democrat Party belongs to her.
Right.
Okay. And all of the Qataris and the whatever who have been paying Hillary and Soros and whoever. So these people have just been selling the country out. And if you look at them, they're just like animatronic, like robots. Nothing they stand for is mm-hmm. for the American people.
No.
Nothing. Nothing. It's just all an assault and an accusation and it's like who's even black enough? Who's Puerto Rican enough for these people?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Well,
I mean, if you want to be American, you can't be.
Well, there you go. And I think one of the driving forces.
They want to bring it down. Now, I can understand, having been on the left most of my life and when Bush was the president and when 9/11 happened, which was clearly the Bush administration was involved with that and as an excuse to invade Iraq and destroy all those countries in the Middle East, like, who can be voting Republican at that point? It's like so dark and so evil, you cannot possibly be on that side. But what's weird is that I think that they've, you know, these neocons and these horrible, you know, Satanists, they've decided, yeah, we've played that hand, and now mm-hmm. they've crawled into the Democrat Party. So that's really where a lot of the heart of evil is. But it's not to say that there aren't, you know, all these never-Trumpers on the Republican side are clearly, they're globalists, and that's what it's really about.
Mm-hmm.
It's the corporatists versus the human beings. That's what's really going on anymore. Trump represents the human beings, you know, like him or not. I don't like his hairdo. I don't like the way he talks a lot of the time. But what his stand and what he's doing, he's standing for humans. So I'm a Trump voter forever.
Okay, this week, Joe Biden, or as I call the quicker sniffer-upper, he reversed course on the Hyde Amendment, that is the federal funding of abortions. Did AOC drag him to the left?
Yes. You know, AOC is just... AOC, by the way, is just a product. She's an actress who, you know, it's like America's next top leftist for a group called the Change Democrats and also another, the Justice Democrats. What is it? The Social Democrats and the Justice Real Justice, whatever. These are Soros-financed groups and they're setting about supporting and giving all of this support to these radical people. So she doesn't, you know, it's the, you know, everyone knows she doesn't know anything about how the government works or anything. She is supportive. She has, like, you know, she's like Formula One with, like, the whole, everybody in the pit is like, she's got like a million people helping her. And you know, it's very rare to see a freshman congressperson with that kind of support behind, you know, like a team who are basically tweeting for her and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. It's a total Soros operation.
Mm. Well, she does seem to be pulling everybody to the left, and then Bite Me, whatever that guy's name is. He had a rally, and had like, I don't know, 50 people there. How do these people think they're going to get anywhere close to being elected with those kinds of numbers? I mean, you got Pocahontas. She had 130 here, I think, in Indiana. She made a surprise visit. But she's a mean, nasty woman too, man. She's always angry. She's one of these angry Democrats.
Terrible. It's so bad. It's like, you know, it's like the 60s hasn't died. Like, everyone's trying to, like, she's like trying to be radical chic. She's trying to be a Black Panther, you know, and it's 2019 right now. It's just hilarious.
Black Panther. Yeah.
You know, like all, I think all the Democrats signed on for reparations, you know. Like, what a way to unify the country than to have, you know, like, people who are descendants of Polish immigrants pay reparations to African Americans whose ancestors mm-hmm. were brought here 400 mm-hmm. years ago. I mean, yeah. Please. This is, it's madness. It's madness. Mm-hmm. And it almost seems contrived. I mean, I don't know how anyone can, before these people, they're so fake. They're so fake. There's a picture of that Gillibrand woman from upstate New York who's also mm-hmm. running, where she's at a gay bar wearing like a rainbow t-shirt, drinking a shot of whiskey or something and
yeah.
pumping to the disco beat in a gay bar because it's like Gay Pride Month or whatever.
Oh.
And it's like, it's as bad as Pocahontas' beer podcast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, these people are tone deaf. They're fake. How can anyone buy it? And I think...
Well, that is...
They're only just getting... They're getting promoted by the DNC, mm-hmm. you know, media complex, but I don't know how much support they really have. I do have very rabid Democrat members of my family who, when Buttigieg, or however you say his name, announced, they were liking that he seemed to have a high IQ and that he spoke eight languages.
Oh, well, I just call him Buttigieg, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
I guess Buttigieg to me.
You know, I mean, he tried to...
Some people call him butt plug.
Butt plug? Well, I know one thing. He wants to be a rear admiral in the Navy. So I don't know. This guy's kind of a case. And besides that, Anderson Cooper's kind of upset because he's already taken. But, man, this it's a veritable freak show on the left. I mean, we mentioned the butt plug guy there, and you got Pocahontas running in there. You got Beto. You got Como, or the guy from New York. I mean, it's just... And they've got Harris and Gory Booger. I mean, these guys, I mean, none of them, like you said earlier, none of them really have a plan for the United States because they hate the United States. So they got to talk, but not really have a plan that will improve things. So they talk in these round things. And like Joe Biden said, his number one thing is going to be LGBTQR, freakazoid, pedophile rights. What is that? How many jobs does that create?
I understand the position. Like when George W. Bush was president, and we were bombing the crap out of Iraq, I sounded like a Cory Booker type person, or a Kamala Harris, or even an Antifa person. I sounded like that. I was angry at the evil empire, the evil war machine, military industrial complex that was doing that, and that my tax dollars were subsidizing. And I thought that, well, if this is what's going to keep happening, then we need to be put out of our misery, because this is not right. So this is, that's, but they haven't, they don't, they're not acknowledging what Trump is and what MAGA is, which mm-hmm. is nothing, it was none of that. Mm-hmm. He's not a neocon. He's not, Yeah, he'll pay the military. The military doesn't want to go to war. It's the military contractors that want to go to war, so we use up the weapons and need to buy new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all kinds of amazing research gets done, and I think a strong military is good. I would like to see money going to other things, to education.
Mm-hmm.
We need to vastly improve the educational system.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal
mm-hmm.
for America.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that basically, okay, if what these Democrats, all these Democrats are anti-American and basically want to deliver our economy to China and for us to die, they want to crash the borders with 100 million illiterate, unskilled people who will never become part of whatever we thought America was.
Mm-hmm.
They want that on one side. They want to completely destroy, like, offshore our economy completely and not have any jobs for everyone. So you want to import all these unskilled people and then not have any jobs for unskilled people. It doesn't make... They clearly want to destroy this country. So do they prefer China to be in control? And that's where things were going, by the way. If Hillary had won, that's what would have
mm-hmm.
happened,
mm-hmm.
is that China... I mean, it is happening in its own way. But China is becoming the financial center of the world. It's not there yet, but it's got, I guess it has like the biggest export economy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what you want? Do you want social credit and Xi Jinping, you know, like no ability to have free speech at all?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you see. You see these tech companies like Facebook, Google, the censorship that's going on is very much mimicking what Communist China is about, and the CCP, the Communist Party of China. It's
mm-hmm.
just like they're like acclimatizing us to communism. That's what it is. I mean, it sounds crazy, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and these are things that have sort of been hidden. Or even forbidden to be known. But one of the things about attributes of Trump, he has this unbelievable ability to smoke these bastards out, and they show their true colors. And it's not good. Now, we do have an invasion on the southern border. I remember they were mocking Trump for saying there is, and of course, Democrats all saying there wasn't. I'm just wondering, do they have any amount, number, do they want an entirety of South America to come up here? I know that they said that since this last wave, there's been over 150,000 spawn of those people here in the United States. In other words, anchor babies. You know, they cross the border, pop a baby out, boom. We start paying them hundreds and thousands of dollars, you know, pay for every kind of thing. Then we got to pay for their extended families. So, you know, the babies are babies everywhere. They're overwhelming our system. But the Democrats have any limit to that? Why doesn't somebody ever call them? How many do you want from South America to come up here?
That's not even the question. They won't answer that, because what it really is and what the goal is to crash the United States and to usher in a global government where the capital is in Beijing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it that where once they crash it, the Democrats will then say the right wing caused this and we're here to save you?
Who knows? I mean, they're just bad. They've become the party of evil to me. So I will do whatever I can to never vote for them again and to inform others that they may also avoid doing that.
Let me ask you something. They're saying that Somalians are been. I think Somalians been coming up through the border. Now, are they swimming across the ocean?
This is I really haven't seen any story about how that's been happening. I would imagine that they're flying, and like that's, you know, a few thousand dollars per person,
yeah,
like, to do that. So that's not a person who is necessarily destitute. If there seems to be, I think it's part of the same. It's either the Catholic Church and George Soros are
mm-hmm.
part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, doesn't the Catholic Church have an interest in that they get federal dollars to move these people around? Isn't that the whole point for their point of view?
So do these George Soros nonprofits. You know, it's actually very profitable it's human trafficking is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a kind of a asymmetrical warfare is what they call it. Now, you know, for millions of years, human beings have had to defend their people, and so, like, what's going on now, why? It's amazing that these people aren't getting mowed down by machine gun fire at the border. I don't even know how that hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. That shows, like, how civilized people are, because in, you know, for millions of years, human beings have been evolving to defend themselves against invaders. And that's what this is.
Mm-hmm. Facebook and Twitter, and I think if YouTube, are there's talk of investigating them, but it doesn't seem like there's much of a thrust to do that. It's certainly they're like the gatekeepers now, and there's more and more people are getting thrown off of these platforms. But do you think that even if they kicked everybody off, that the people that have been kicked off and all their followers don't already know what's going on, their view is not going to be changed if their voice is eliminated? Because don't you think most of America's got this thing figured out now?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, if I could be a lifetime Democrat and not be anymore, I think that we're at a point where they're behaving so insanely that people can wake up and go, like, no, I just can't even. These people are crazy. These people are. It's just. What's the word? It's it doesn't hang together, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of lies. It's a bunch of agendas that they've been paid to spew, and they actually don't all jive with each other. Mm-hmm.
In other words, that dog don't hunt. We got a question for you from Steve Ells out of the live chat. It says, Alexandra, what woke you?
I think it was, you know, so I was less of a pro-Trump person. Like, I voted for Trump in 2016, but it wasn't like, I'm from New York, and I've actually seen him out. I used to see him out and about. It was, you know, it was just tacky, you know, the tabloid thing. You know, like, he's in your face on the newspapers for 20 years, and it was just obnoxious. You know, I was not necessarily a Trump fan at all. No, I was... not a fan, okay?
right.
Gross, you know? And I saw him, I was like, what is going on with his hair, you know? It's just like, this guy, you know? But then some of the things he was saying were things that I totally agreed with, especially this whole thing about bringing jobs back and stopping this total migration of our entire economy to China. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw the way he was being treated, and I also got deplatformed at the same time, I began to realize that the same forces that had deplatformed me and that were trying to ruin me financially were the same people who were attacking Trump. And I really began to see all the attacks on him as an attack on me, is when I really got that he was on, that we were on the same side.
Hmm. Follow-up question from Steve. He says... have you been able to wake any others?
It's something. It's a process that takes. It's not something that happens like that, even for me, because I think that a year ago, I was still calling myself a Democrat or something, just mm-hmm. that I voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. It's taken a year for me to actually go, like, I will never, ever. Mm-hmm. ever vote Democrat again. Mm-hmm. I still can't call myself a Republican. You know, I'm a registered libertarian. Mm-hmm. But because I really, with the horrors of the Republicans are very alive for me, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of the whole migrant crisis you see in Europe is a lot of that, not all of it, but a lot of that is from the wars in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. But so I think that it's kind of like a drip, drip, drip thing where... Yeah, I think that I'm seeing stuff on my Facebook page where people are feeling, because we were, the assault on Trump supporters was so complete that, you know, you see people getting beat up on the street for wearing a MAGA hat. You see what happened to mm-hmm. that poor Covington High School boy from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You see, you know, like they made him into a white supremacist when he's just a Catholic boy who did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, so people have been socially cowed. They've been made afraid to be public. And so I think that by being public about my support mm-hmm. for Trump, mm-hmm. it's helping others to become public too.
Well, actually, I mean, from my point of view, you're bringing hope. Now, I don't consider myself a Republican either. I definitely am more of an independent, you know, more of an anti-government person.
Right.
And it just seems that, and I don't believe that Trump really is a full-blown Republican either, because those Republican assholes, man, you can't make them do anything. Listen, they had control of all three branches of government, or if you're AOC, all four branches, or five, however many she counts. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they had it. Where's the wall? The people that stopping the wall is the Republicans just as much as the Democrats. And that whole NAFTA thing was they talk about colluding with the enemy. I got a question, another question come in. It said, are you able to start an intervention program for your past Democrat friends? I mean, it sounds like they need intervention.
I'm really outnumbered. And this is like the really disappointing thing. Like end of March, like early April, you know, the Mueller report was released, I think, last week of March. Mm-hmm. And so, and then the Barr's version came out for people like a week or two later. And then my brother, my stepsister got married, and my brother came over from England where he lives. And we drove down, it was beautiful, to North Carolina, to Asheville, North Carolina, where the wedding was.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, like, finally, because it's been so hard. It's been so hard to be a Trump supporter coming from my background. And I thought, well, see, he's been cleared, everything, you know, it was all, like, bogus. And no, they were telling me, no, he's, like, you know, he's got mental problems, and he's maybe got Alzheimer's, and they need to take him out. They need to remove him
yeah.
from office.
Yeah.
And so it's like when you're, and I have a massive family. I have seven siblings. So my brother from England gets it,
mm-hmm.
but everyone else doesn't. And so it was really, and then what's proceeded since is just, you see the media completely still trying to call him a Russian asset or a Russian agent, and still just beating him up on everything. Mm-hmm. Like every little thing he does, mm-hmm. they just try to make it, spin it like he's an
mm-hmm.
idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, to me, I think the media is committing sedition at this point. It's tortious. What they're doing is tortious. It's not a service. You know, what are they supposed to be doing? I think that their broadcasting licenses need to be revoked.
Did you were you able to watch the show just before I called you up?
What's that?
Were you able to watch the show before I called you up?
No.
So you didn't see my ranting points.
No.
There, as you're aware, there's a video of Nancy Pelosi that's been slowed down, and it's hilarious, and she sounds drunk, and it's very well done. Well, it turns out Facebook outed this guy against their own privacy policy. What's a Daily Caller, some asshole organization like that? And, you know, for a lot, now the guy's getting death threats and all kinds of stuff. They outed him, and really, it's nothing but satire. It's funny. But here's Saturday Night Live, been doing that for years. You know, there's even plays. There's plays out there where, you know, they're stabbing a Trump figure, you know, like as Caesar. And, you know, but those are okay.
Where they have, you know, they completely distort everything. By the way, that was not the video that Trump retweeted onto his Twitter account. That's a separate video. And the guy, he's a black Trump fan. And so it's really bad for their narrative, because he's, you know, he's like a day laborer, they say, like, I guess a construction guy
mm-hmm.
in the Bronx or Queens or somewhere in New York, and who's pro-Trump. So he's a terrible look for the Democrats.
And
they've lied about him.
I don't know if this will work, but I'm going to start playing that that Pelosi video that I played during the ranting point. So I want to see if you can see it and maybe get your comment on it. If you can't see it, I'll just turn it off. But here it goes.
Your sound is gone.
We went there next.
Can you hear me now?
Landed at Normandy. You climbed the walls, the hills, and all the rest, and you didn't get a chance to go home. That was 8.
Looking ahead to next week and votes that are anticipated
yeah.
for contempt, has
yeah.
can you see that?
Yes.
You would like to see. And then more broadly, are you feeling...
You get impeached and it's an indictment. Bye-bye, Birdie. Bye-bye, Birdie.
For one thing, what is she chewing on?
They're next.
And here she's talking about Normandy going up a hill. Oh, he went up a hill. It was more going up a hill. They got killed.
And all the rest, and you didn't get a chance to go home. No, they.
Yeah, they want to say that POTUS has got Alzheimer's and mental problems. Like, what about her? She's third in line to the presidency. It's terrifying. She needs to be kicked out. She's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think that he supported her becoming speaker because. It's totally should not be there. It's a terrible look for the Democrats. Anyone who can't see that is out of their minds.
Now, Mad Maxine Waters was saying that there's no way that Trump was going to get Mexico to slow down illegal immigration, and it's another losing event or effort by Trump. And well, she was just proven wrong because Mexico relented. It's a major victory. I wonder if Mad Maxine Waters, with that ridiculous hair of hers, should apologize.
She will never apologize. That's not what they're about. You have to understand that they're in a war. They're in a war to smear Trump and to get people to agree with them. They don't care what the truth is. They just want people to believe what they're saying mm-hmm. and get votes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about the truth. It's not about America. It's not about anything. It's about their power.
Mm. Somebody suggested, why don't you wake others up with your past Democrat perspective on your Facebook? And with that in mind, we'll continue our conversation, but I'm going to...
I do that. I've done it, doing it now with you, and of course my friends. They've known me my whole life. They know I was a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, many of them are in these Democrat strongholds. Some, I can't really. They won't really talk to me anymore, and I'm really upset with them. I think they've been really played. If they think that we should overthrow the elected government. Because orange man bad. Because, you know, because Trump doesn't use the right kind of politically correct language.
That.
From their point of view, that's why they think he needs to go. That's not why the Democrats and other people think he needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
They have their agendas that have been thrown to the wind by the things that he's changed policy-wise and by what he's about to do
mm-hmm.
As far as revealing their immense criminality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they're trying to get rid of him because they don't want to go to jail. A lot of them are going to, I think, we're going to see some MOABs coming in next week, by mm-hmm. all accounts, by all the inside people I know are saying
there's,
that.
It seems to be a race, and the Democrats are actually losing that race. They're racing to impeach him to get him out of there before he pulls the trigger through Attorney General Barr. But speaking of your Facebook, it just so happens... Alexandria, I got some of your Facebook posts. As strange as it is, I don't know how that happened. It just appeared in my file here. So we'll continue our conversation while I'll let others look at what's actually on your Facebook here. But we got the whatever happened to the IG report?
That might come out next week or soon. It's happening. It's really we don't know which one's going to come out first. The D class. Mm-hmm. Or the declass of, like, the FISA warrants and everything else, so much else, we don't even know what exactly is going to be declassified, because Trump said, declassify everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, hallelujah. That's all I have to say about that.
It's funny, because Fat Boy Nadler, he was saying, we want every bit of information there is, and then Trump says, okay, and he goes, oh, wait a minute, I was just kidding. We don't want that information.
Yeah, so I think that they just, you know, they thought, they looked... For 2 years, they looked for a crime and they couldn't find one, but he wouldn't be there. He was vetted. He wouldn't be there if he hadn't been totally vetted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they can subpoena anything. They're not going to find anything. Trump did not do anything criminal. Certainly nothing even close to what Hillary and mm-hmm. half the people in our government have done.
Mm-hmm. Chris Wilson, now one of the chat says, do you think JFK Jr. is still alive?
No, you know, I actually knew him personally.
Oh, man, let's hear it.
I went to college with him, and I actually first met him when I was 12. He went to high school with one of my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had, not, and then he ended up dating my brother's ex-girlfriend, who was Daryl Hannah. These are all people from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was friends with him. He dated my older sister too, JFK. And then I was friends with the woman he ended up marrying. And it was just like I kept bumping into him throughout my life. And so he's dead. That's all I have to say about that.
Is it a coincidence that he's dead right when Hillary was running for, was it Senator of New York?
No, it's not a coincidence. I think she probably had a hand in.
Mm-hmm. So besides her brother, we need to add JFK Jr. as well in that list.
You could. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I can't really speak with authority.
You know,
but.
And here's the thing. Talk about fake news. How many coincidences of accidental deaths, murders, plane crashes, you name it, you know, shooting yourself in the head with the right hand when you're left-handed. How many of these do they say, there's no such thing as a Clinton body count? You know, it's not ever investigated. Why is that?
You know, they'll say anything. They're in a war against us. They're liars. They'll say whatever.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Brenner is always mad?
Brenner?
Yeah.
Who's Brenner?
He's one of the, he was in...
Brennan. CIA.
Yeah, CIA guy.
Yeah, well, I think that he might have been one of the primary people who orchestrated this coup d'etat that we've been in. We've been mm-hmm. in a psychological war, like a weird intelligence coup against Trump for the past, well, actually before he took office. And apparently Brennan, who was Obama's CIA chief, was a primary orchestrator of that. He got people from British intelligence, Italian intelligence, Australian intelligence, and Ukrainian intelligence involved. So especially because of the international cooperation involved with that, that is treason on the books, legally,
mm-hmm.
that's treason.
Mm-hmm.
And by rights, Brennan should be killed for treason, because that's what...
That's the thing. Do you see a projection going on from the Democrats? That is, everything that they're accusing the president and or anybody on the right, for that matter, of doing, they're already doing. For instance, colluding with the Russians. Here's Hillary Clinton, like you said, bought the Democrat Party. She paid to get a setup on Trump. Why isn't she in jail?
Because obviously she's bought everybody, and that's what's terrifying, is that she's... but the thing is that she is just a worker. She is not the kingpin of the planet. She is a tool of the globalists who... the description if you want to know who like the real controllers of the world are, it's the people, basically they are associated with the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, which is where they call it the central bank of central banks. And it has to do with the people who issue the money, because this is the way you control everything.
Mm-hmm.
Think of money almost as like what the internet is as far as data, and knowing all of your moves when you navigate around the internet, and everything you do is known, and the data points of everything you did are recorded in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's in digital space, that's how you have some measure of control over people. Mm-hmm. You know where they've been and what they've been doing.
Yeah.
Money is how you do that in 3D, in meat space. And having control of the money and not letting anyone, like, really, you know, like, not really wanting people to barter or anything. It has to be money that they control. Once they lose that control, people will become so free and come up with so many new ways to bypass the controllers, the people who want to control scientific developments and technologies, and it'll all break away, and I think that we will probably see that in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Ted White out of the YouTube chat says, why did Kushner go to the Bilderbergers meeting last week to present Trump's Middle East peace plan?
Well, I think, you know, these people are... Kushner is a billionaire, and I think Pompeo went with him. And Pompeo is a bit of a neocon, and part of another order. I mean, Trump is a unicorn. I mean, Trump is really he's inventing a new movement in American politics. And you know, like you're saying, he's not really a Republican. I think he was a registered Democrat. He's a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. It's like there aren't any Republicans in New York,
not New York City,
where he's from.
Yeah,
and So I think it's just that they have to go in there and learn and deal with the people, the power structure that's there. They can't operate in a vacuum. You have to deal with these people. They exist. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's anything wrong with them going to that at all.
Mm-hmm. A listener or viewer says, do you know that D.C. is a sovereign country separate from the USA?
Yeah, and so is the Vatican, and so is the city, which is where basically the stock market is in London. Also, it's its own, sovereign state.
Mm-hmm. Are the states that are trying to bypass the Electoral College, is that legal?
I think it's legal that's a good question. It's probably legal to vote on it, but I know that it was vetoed in Nevada last week. It's not going to happen this time.
Mm. Well, there's like 17 states that are trying to do that. And really, it just seems like they would eliminate votes from their own people because they have a problem with Orange Man.
Well, this is really the Democrat Party wants to turn America into a one-party state like China.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, because what they all want is to make a one-world government where the corporations can do whatever they want and people have no rights and you just are censored or killed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm on the right side right now. It used to be that corporations were crushing people's rights, mm-hmm. and you want to be on the side of the government that's going to protect you against the corporations. And that is actually, you know, the tech giants like Google and Facebook and Apple are the biggest corporations that have ever existed in the history of corporations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have this liberal, like, oh, like, let's protect the trans, you know, there are the transgender thing, and if you mm-hmm. don't address somebody by their pronoun, you know, then you get deplatformed. This is all just window dressing. These people are corporatist fascists.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the way they censor everybody. They just behave like it's Stalin on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Here in Indianapolis, of course, today you have a big gay day parade there. I don't know if Boat Gig Butt Plug or whatever his name is going to be there. But 80,000, what they predict. I don't know what the number was. But really, the Indianapolis metropolitan area and surrounding areas is over 1 million people. You're talking about a very small percentage of people, you know, but they get all the press. But people got to realize that California voted 3 times against gay marriage. It was a judge that overthrew their vote. Now, this, to me, was a backfire from allowing illegal immigrants going to California because a lot of those coming up from Mexico are Catholics. And, you know, they're almost pro-family. So, you know, there's a lot of...
I generally think, you know, except for the unskilled and lack of education, I think in general, these folks in Mexico and Central, you know, South America, they're good people. They're wonderful, you know, they have good values in general. They're, you know, so I love that. I'm half Brazilian myself. I mean, I think they're fine. It's just like, you don't come here illegally, you know? My mother came here legally. She didn't, you know, particularly really even want to be an immigrant. She's married an American, and so whatever. That's how that happened, but she came here legally.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it legally. What the hell? I mean, why? Why? Why does you know, this is garbage. It's just about Democrats wanting to get them all as dependent on the state, you know, mm-hmm. make them Democrats and make America a one-party state.
Which is really working for them because they can't win on their policies, and they really are hiding their policies anyway. We know they're leftists. We know they hate America. And, you know, you never see them at a Veterans Day parade. Hey, somebody asked a question about the 5G network. Is this part of a controlling effort from the globalists?
Yes. Yep. You know, people allied with the globalists, yes. You know, this ties into the Internet of Things. They need this technology, or whatever the next technology is going to be. This one uses millimeter waves, which is it's the range of radiation that they use for crowd control. you can beam people with this stuff, and it burns you and it hurts, and people fly. I mean, it's a non-lethal weapon that they use mm-hmm. in the military, and so it's in the same frequency range as that. That's what mm-hmm. to me, it just seems impracticable. You know, you need to have a tower every 100 feet or something like that. Mm-hmm. It just sounds incredibly invasive and probably very deleterious to your health. But, yeah, what they want is to not allow... They want people with self-driving cars, not driving themselves. Mm-hmm. Car will only take you to where you're allowed to go, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. It's this incredible desire to control people.
Alexander, I think this week sometime, I think Amazon is rolling out the official drone delivery. You know, last thing I want to do is see hundreds of freaking drones driving around in the skies. I want to see a bird. I want to see a cloud. I want to see stars. I don't want to see drones. Is that our future?
Yes. Unfortunately. You know, the thing is, it doesn't really, it's incongruent with importing all of this low-paying, low-skilled work. It's like you're either going to employ these people to deliver stuff for you and to do the low-paying jobs, or you're going to go with the robot thing. I mean, it's a cluster F.
Well, I would never say clusterfuck on this program. We got another question. Hey, do you think that music is a form of control as well?
Absolutely. There is a lot of, you know, scientific work on how, you know, it's in training, you know, because of the bars and the repetitiveness, you know, of the beats and the chords and the progressions they are in training. Mm-hmm. So just music does that, you know, it's an entrainment mm-hmm. Program. But then you can also put subliminals and stuff in there, and apparently that's been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Curious of live chat says, is there really a Trump Nikola Tesla connection through Trump's uncle?
Maybe. You know, we know that Trump's uncle was an MIT professor in engineering and physics, and that when Tesla died, his papers were seized by the FBI, and the FBI had Trump's uncle look them over mm-hmm. to see if there was anything that the U.S. government could use, you know, from mm-hmm. the drawings and the patents and the things that were there. And so, you know, we know that Tesla was ahead of his time, and there might be some incredible high-tech stuff that has been developed from his, mm-hmm. his thoughts. I mean, I don't know anything more than
that. NASA has been saying they want to go back to the moon. Now, when Obama got in there, he made NASA what he called a Muslim outreach organization. But it seemed lately that NASA has been wanting to go to the moon, but Trump's wanting to go to Mars, and there seems to be a conflict there. Why is that?
God only knows. I don't know the answer to that one.
I was going to say, are there people on Mars? Who knows? Hey, all right. Do you know if there's this is another D.C. question, an extradition treaty with D.C.? I got a question, though, for you. I played that clip of Nancy Pelosi going like that. Is she possessed?
I think... People say that, you know, she drinks. I think that she's probably on something like Valium I think what you're seeing, I think there could be an element of, it's called tardive dyskinesia.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's when it's bad, you know, where you lose motor control, especially around the mouth, and mm-hmm. that's from psychiatric drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So after years, decades and decades, I mean, she's clocked some decades in her life, and she's almost 90 years old, right? So,
mm-hmm.
She's the one who's almost 80. It's Feinstein that's almost 90.
So, whatever she's chewing in her mouth, is that like drug residue or something?
Well, no, these are involuntary movements. That's what tardive dyskinesia is that you...
Oh.
It's like an onset of, like, you lose, you don't... So, she's trying to get control, she has no control, she's trying to get... It's terrible, you know, it's a train wreck. Nobody should have to watch that. you know, of the person who's third in line to be president. Like, no.
Right. Yeah, nobody should have to watch that. That's why I made people watch it. But it's disgusting. She's a nutbag. And, you know, and you got Maxine Waters going, Beach 45 and Beach 45. Is that an election platform? How many jobs does that produce for America running around saying Beach 45?
I don't know who's, you know, she's talking to the people who pay her, not her constituents. She's mm-hmm. not doing anything for her constituents. She mm-hmm. does not live where her constituents live.
Yeah. Somehow she's paying her daughter $750,000 a year or a month, who knows what, to do yeah. book. Well, what's why don't these people go to jail?
Because they are in control.
No.
So when they say that, you know, that the House, that we get the two of the three branches of the government are under Republican control, it's like, no, the media, this incredible amount of stay-behind Obama people
mm-hmm.
in the FBI, and even though many people have been fired from there, but in the mm-hmm. DOJ and the State Department, And then it's stuff offshore, you know. Mm-hmm. There is a whole school of thought that our intelligence agencies, you know, certainly parts of them, like I think a huge part of the CIA is not pro-America at all. It's pro-international corporations,
mm-hmm.
and you see that Brennan to do this coup d'état against Trump that we've been living under, this weird psychological media war that's trying to brainwash people to hate Trump, you know, after he's been a public figure for almost 40 years and been on a popular TV show that I never watched, but I mean, he was, you know, he was never, nobody ever called him a racist or a Nazi until he won the presidency, you know, and now he's a racist and a Nazi and a sexist and all these things that, as a New Yorker, you know what? You can't be any of those things and live in New York City. You can't be a Nazi in New York City and work in the construction business. It's
no.
Like, not happening. So it's just absurd. It, you know, it's like a bad script. How can anyone buy it? It's like you need a better writer or something.
Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, Chinese... Trump has been battling back and forth with it. China's been, who's been ripping our country off for years, and both the Democrats and Republicans have been making a lot of money off of that. So they don't want us to challenge have a tariff battle with China. But in Mitch McConnell's case, with his Chinese wife who has business interests over there, every time he says, "Well, hey, we shouldn't mess with China," he has that's right there shows you how these people are in on it. Why we've been ripped off for so long by so many people, so many countries, because the guy's just like that.
It's great. And you know, the thing is, they're paid to voice these opinions, and so it's by their fruits ye shall know them, you know? It's great. All you have to do is watch them. And you see Biden's like, China is not a competition. They're not a threat. They're not... It's like, come on, man. You're completely in the bat, you know, you're owned by them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Biden, what a joke. His candidacy is a total joke. There's not one decent person in the Democrat field except for Tulsi Gabbard, who's actually a decent person.
Mm-hmm. Biden, speaking of Biden, or Joe Bite Me, as I always like to say, he was caught sniffing another girl's hair. He went up to a little girl and said, "Hey, you're beautiful little girl. You're cute, and you know."
I think you're as smart as you are pretty. You're good looking. That's what he said. Good looking. Disgusting.
Okay. How is this guy even getting close to the presidency?
Guys, no, well, what I hear, you know, from my activist Democrat family members is that Hillary plans to swoop in November and announce her candidacy.
Oh.
And, you know, he's going to go away. He's just there to fill up the
You're saying
news.
As long as her colostomy bag doesn't break before then, she's going to swoop in there?
Exactly. Oh, my God.
No, man. I mean, she was a...
That was the thing that was one of the funniest when the WikiLeaks came out on the DNC and Podesta. Like, John Podesta said, can somebody, like, find out what's going on with why Hillary smells so bad? She smells like a combination of cabbage, piss, and, I don't know, it's, like, really gross.
Wow.
And it's like, this was her campaign manager, okay? It's just, like, yeah. These people, I mean, they're all, like, octogenarian, corrupt people that just need to retire. Mm-hmm. They need to go away.
Well, man, as a typical liberal, I can understand, because I think liberal women in Europe don't bathe, so Hillary Clinton and her stench. But speaking of Podesta, wasn't he the guy drawing drawings of little children in sexualized positions?
He has a lot of weird... It's his brother more than him.
Oh, yeah.
His brother, who is part of the Podesta group, who are lobbyists. Actually, Paul Manafort was working for and with the brother, and the brother, Paul Manafort, is in maximum security, and Tony Podesta is out and about. Like, you know, he did the same things or worse, and he's out and about, you know, out there.
Now,
so there's no justice in America. It's
right.
Like,
why would he be in maximum security? I heard put him in isolation.
Yes.
For a white collar crime? Are you kidding?
They moved him to Rikers Island, which is like a hellacious, it's known to not be pleasant, and he's in some kind of security.
No, that seems like a place you don't want to drop the soap at.
No, exactly.
I mean, booty gig, he'd like to go in there, but I mean, for a normal person, you know, you know what I'm saying? Question, it says, do they sacrifice to stay in power? Do they sacrifice human? Do you think they sacrifice, and we talked about babies earlier, but do you think they sacrifice babies for that?
I can only go, you know, I have really kind of avoid thinking, it's just horrible, it just bums me out too much, and I don't know too much about it, but
there's
a lot out there, you know, on the web about it, and even just now they're saying that even the death of Hillary's brother was some kind of a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what one of these spooky accounts that's on Twitter is saying. It's suicide weekend, and a lot of these are they are sacrifices to try to get things on their side.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Michelle Obama's going to come out anytime soon?
That's a really good question. I mean, were they going to try to keep the wool over our eyes for our whole lives?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a weird one. But another thing that this account said was that Joan, what's her name, the comedian who died after she said that that Michael Big Mike was a tranny.
Oh yeah, Joan Rivers.
Rivers. It said that she was killed because of that revelation.
Wow.
It was not a coincidence. She was killed.
Mm-hmm. Well, she sure came out and said it, didn't she?
She says, calm down. We all know. Who cares? It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's another question for you. It says, do you know if they publish books to legitimize their bribe money? I'm not sure how to frame it any better than that question there.
Well, Comey's book, and McCabe has a book, and Donna Brazile had a book.
Yeah.
And
no, that's a great question, because every one of them seems to have a book deal, and then now you've got the Obamas, they're doing something on Netflix, having some kind of deal going on.
Like a 50, well, they had a $50 million deal already last year. This is a new one, so.
But that's a good question, though. Isn't that how they pay people off? Say, look, you're going to get thrown out of government, you're going to get investigated, but we'll give you a book deal, so we'll just pay you off, just keep quiet.
Right, so what they do is, so the way that's done is they launder it through book sales, and then they have mystery people buy the books, and so then you get the proceeds from the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds to be like something that they would do. There's Ebola is coming back, and various diseases. They're wanting us to think that it's just happening, but isn't that related to the illegal immigration? You can't hear me?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. I was talking about infectious diseases now that are running rampant in the United States. Is that from illegal immigration?
Well, I think that some of the stuff you're seeing in Los Angeles is, you know, the typhus and mm-hmm. things that were didn't exist anymore. I don't know that there have been any Ebola cases in the United States yet. There is a new outbreak in Africa, and then there are Africans at the border, and people are worried about Ebola in America. Mm-hmm. There are more credible concerns about bubonic plague in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. And that is what the way Los Angeles is what Democrats want for the rest of the country. And it's now happening in Seattle. Seattle's turning into L.A. now, right now.
Okay, so I lived in New York City I lived next to a park that was piled with homeless people, mm-hmm. and where literally I had a gag reflex thing because I had to walk past this to get to the subway every day, and the smell, there's a whole other thing. There's, you know, the smell of human excrement, and then there's the smell of rotting human excrement, which is a whole other level of gross. And it was what was very, so David Dinkins was the mayor back then, a Democrat, and then Rudy Giuliani got elected.
Mm-hmm.
He just bulldozed that shit and got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a thing that had been there for a decade and just getting worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
He turned it around in like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the first time that I saw, like, maybe Republicans are good in local government or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of rotting excrement, I read that the Border Patrol has ordered 2 million diapers. They got our guys down there changing these packed diapers. And you know these babies, they're eating tacos, you know, whatever. Tamale sauce. They're packing them diapers. It's 115 degrees down on the border, and our guys got to go and change that. Why don't we make the Democrats like that so much? Why don't we make Democrats go down there and change them damn diapers?
Like I said, this is an asymmetrical war. Okay, that's what they are using. A Soros groups. In fact, that's part of what happened with the negotiation with that just happened over this weekend with Obrador,
mm-hmm.
was that the group Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which is a Soros group.
Okay.
It's part of the whole open societies. The whole open borders is part of, it's all Soros, okay? It is asymmetrical warfare on the United States by Soros and the globalists and the money people, the money printers who are behind him. Again, because he is a minion. He's still not the kingpin of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
He's a minion for the real power behind him. And you know, and Hillary's under Soros. Okay. Mm-hmm. You understand the hierarchy of things. We don't know who the, you know, the mm-hmm. mystery people at the top are.
Right. And for those of us joining the program, we have on our line here Alexander Bruce of Forbidden Knowledge TV. And Alexander, you gave a timeline of your sort of conversion to a truther, I guess you could say, in a very short period of time, and somebody kind of caught that watching the program and said, well, how did you convert in such a short period of time?
No, I have been a truther for a long time, and it started when I was 13, and we had moved to Brazil from Chicago. I went to high school in Brazil,
mm-hmm.
and with my neighbor, we saw a major UFO for 45 minutes, and we got the binoculars, and we saw this thing, and it was absolutely terrifying, and I thought this is going to be front page news, this is going to be on TV for the next forever, this is history is being made, and nothing happened. And that's when I realized, like, oh my God, everything is a lie, like our history is a lie, they don't tell the truth about things.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to understand this at the age of 13,
mm-hmm.
and then I lived a quarter of a block away from the World Trade Center, okay, when that happened. And I didn't for a minute believe the official story because, I grew up during the Cold War. I know that NORAD and they're going to scramble. There's no way that that could ever happen, that these towers could be hit by domestic airliners, okay? No, that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that was, you know, I lived there. That was my neighborhood. That was crazy. That's one of the most outrageous things that's ever happened.
Yeah, I'm still wondering where the plane at Shanksville, where it went, and I want to know how the plane and the Pentagon had a perfectly round 25-foot circle.
What's happening now with what they're doing to Trump, for me, it's like 9/11 all over again, because 9/11 was personal. That was my neighborhood, and I lived there, and I had to move out of there in the middle of piles of everything. It was I'm really still almost too traumatized to talk about it. It was beyond words, okay? So what's happening with Trump is like 9/11 all over again, but in a weird, in a slightly different twist, but it's like these people gaslighting you in the mainstream media, lying to you, and it's the same people, really. It's the same neocons doing behind this.
Right.
So like it's been a long time coming, is what I'm saying. It's what, if the question is like, how did I finally pivot out of being a Democrat? It's when, you know, I thought the Democrats were the good guys. Like, as I said, the Vietnam anti-war movement and the civil rights movement and, you know, women's rights and things like that, were all the Democrats. The Democrats were the good guys. And the Republicans were the ones who were doing 9/11 and invading Iraq on a lie and all that stuff. So I was like, who could be voting for George W. Bush or the neocons who want to invade a country for no good reason?
Yeah.
So I still stand behind how I voted back then, you know, especially because that was my neighborhood. It wasn't some thing I saw on TV. 9/11 wasn't just some, like, things you saw on a screen. It was, I lived through that. So it was very visceral and very personal. And so has this whole, you know, censorship and this whole attack on Trump. It feels very personal to me because I'm an online publisher and I was deplatformed 5 years into. I was making a great living. It was so great. And I got deplatformed and I didn't understand why. And it's only like in hindsight that I realized I was one of the first people who was publishing. You know, I was still a Democrat, but I was anti-Hillary. And so I think that the algorithms confused me for a conservative. Because it's true, my following, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but the people I attracted were mainly conservatives. My subscribers were largely conservative.
Well, your story is important in that maybe people are watching and picking up tips, because we all have Democrat friends, whether we know it or not, and how you were able to break free from the matrix is interesting. Might give us information.
I'm more interested in the truth. You know, I don't need to defend the Democrats. I actually, when it all comes down to it, you know, I realize I don't want the Chinese to be in control of the planet. And so I want America to stay strong. Like, I'm patriotic. I was born here. I'm American. So I believe, you know, I'm patriotic. What can I say? I want America to win. And the Democrats are not pro-America.
Yeah. Steve L's one of our viewers who sent in a couple of questions. And he said he's eating, so I think he wants us to talk more about rotting feces again to help him digest his food. So hopefully we can help him do that. Curious out of the live chat says, could Trump actually be part of the problem in a sort of a cover game of good cop, bad cop?
Yes, I think that there is a version. Okay, like, I have different sources. Some people, you know, like the Q people, really believe he's going to get rid of the central banking system, because that is really what the enemy is, and that's what all these people are shilling for. That's what all of this anti-American thing is about. It's about the central bankers and the globalists who want to tear America down and just turn us into a big third world country plantation for them. Because we have outlived our usefulness. So where was I? So what was the question again?
The question is from the other sider out of YouTube. Says, what did the
So is Trump actually like controlled opposition or something?
Yeah.
There is the other people who say he will never bite the hand that fed him. You know, the people who gave him billion-dollar loans to build those buildings, he will never, he's loyal, we've seen that, he will never bite the hand that fed him. Mm-hmm. So it could be that the Clintons represented a very criminal faction of that thing, that they're just like, they want to cut their losses and, you know, get rid of that faction who were corrupt and actually were trying to move in on the action of printing money, is what I've heard, and that they're being punished for it right now. This is what we're seeing, you know, Trump winning was them being punished for going too far, you know, power, absolute power corrupts absolute.
In the last couple of days, Trump has been supporting decriminalizing homosexuality, and I know on my Facebook feed, there's a lot of people take umbrage with that, but I say, from my, as I've been following him, to me, this is another shiny object. It's like he's putting something out there for people to bite on, and they, every time they do, they get humiliated and exposed. But additionally, he's taken a talking point off of the next election. So, you know, if he doesn't get elected, then all the great things that he is done and can do and will do won't happen. And so that might help him. That might move the ball a little forward in his court by doing that. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think Trump is truly a hardcore conservative. He is a New Yorker, and one of his first allies who really taught him the ropes of dealing with the mob and stuff was a gay lawyer. If you are a New Yorker operating in New York, you cannot be homophobic or anti-gay. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that he is. It's actually genuine what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Pro-gay. What it is that I don't think that being gay is illegal in the United States. There might be some counties in certain states where certain acts that are gay are illegal. Yeah. You know, like I'm not going to talk about it. But what Trump has done is he has like a czar.
Like sheep and stuff.
He has a czar that he has hired. I'm forgetting his name. Who's going out, and his whole mission is to fight for gay rights in other countries, the Islamic world especially. You know, you don't want people to be thrown off of buildings because they're gay. What are you going to do? There's always been gay people, Daniel. That's not going to change. People are not going to be cured of gayness.
Right.
It's there. You're going to have like 10% of the population is going to be gay, period. So you just have to deal, you know, just get real about it. It's human beings.
Yeah.
Human beings do weird things, whatever.
Yeah. The other side around the YouTube says, when we're going back to the YouTube or for the UFO comment, what did the UFO look like?
It looked like a giant flashlight with like a scaffolding like superstructure. So it was like a cylinder with a flared side and a scaffolding superstructure that had red lights and a bright white light where the flashlight bulb would have been. And it came down in a vertical position. It got down on its side and it went that way. And it was, you know, made no sound, and it was massive. It was at least the size of a 747.
Wow.
And it made no sound. And we saw it come from a dot at the edge of the atmosphere straight down over our heads. That took 15 minutes, and that was terrifying. To see anything coming down at you like that is terrifying. So, yeah, and, you know, and we got the binoculars, and we saw, you know, it was definitely a physical object. It was kind of just hovering there. It was actually in the flight path to the local airport. It was right where the planes are landing.
Chris Wilson, one of our viewers, says he saw that same UFO where he's at.
Really? A flashlight thing?
Yeah.
Where is that? Because I've never heard of anyone describe the thing I saw, ever.
Yeah, Chris Wilson, where are you located? We'll let Alexander know. Doreen 8951 wants to know, will we attack Iran?
If it's up to Trump, no. You know, it could something bizarre happen, maybe, but that's certainly not Trump's agenda.
Follow-up question. Do you know about the planet Nibiru?
Yes. You know, I read what's his name again? I'm forgetting his name, but
Steve Quayle.
It's the, you know, the work, the translating the Sumerian tablets where they talk about how the gods came to Earth, created human beings, genetically engineered human beings.
Giorgio Tertullio? All right.
that guy from New York who was originally from Uzbekistan, who was a Jewish guy.
Okay. Chris Wilson said it's Lubbock. He's from Lubbock, Texas, where he saw that craft.
Really? That's really interesting. I was in Sao Paulo, Brazil when I saw mine, and it was, I think, 1979.
And somebody asked this question. Have you? What do you think about the Mandela effect?
I think that's a really interesting idea. You know, and I wrote a book. I really studied time travel stories and people claiming to have been involved in secret Navy time travel projects. And I definitely stumbled up on some weird stuff around that. And yeah, so the Mandela effect would be an effect of these kinds of time travel.
Yeah, somebody said it was, it Zacharias Sitchin?
Yes, that's the name I was looking for, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, by the way, the viewer said they saw the craft in 2014.
Oh, wow.
So Alexandria, it's still out there.
It's still out there.
This thing is still out there.
I've never heard anyone say they saw this thing.
Well, there you go. You are not alone. Steve Ellis, have you heard about the term cognitive dissonance?
So that's interesting.
I've heard the term, but I really couldn't tell you what it is.
You know what? Your sound was out for a lot of what you said. What did you say? You can't tell me what it is? What was...
I don't know what it is. I just said I don't know what it is. So somebody can write that in there. Have you heard of the Project Pegasus?
Yes. In fact, I was contacted by Andy Bashago, I think it was originally back in 2004, and he would call me. He was miserable and he needed to get things off his chest. I think I met him through another researcher, and I think I contacted him first to see what he knew, and then he kept calling me. And it was really sad because he really seemed to be suffering a lot. And so along the way, you know, I would just be nice and let him talk. Along the way, I did share, pretty much download every detail, factoid, and weirdness that I remembered from studying the people that I did who claimed to be involved in time travel stuff. And what I found is that a lot of those details became part of his personal narrative. So I kind of stopped talking to him at that point. I just felt like he was confabulating.
Did you watch or listen to my interviews with him?
No.
Okay. I think the last time he was saying that he was a little boy at Lincoln's, just before Lincoln got assassinated.
Yeah, he told me about that. He shared a photograph with me about that.
Yeah.
He's in the photograph. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know what to make, you know, of these accounts.
Well, there's a very bleak future ahead should the Democrats get control of government more than they are now. What's the hope? What's the upside here? Is there a chance for America to become America again?
I think there is. I think we're going to see the beginning of that this week. That's what everyone's saying, is that we're going to finally see some justice and see some truth bombs. Some Moabs are going to come in, and we're going to start seeing some rectification of all the wrong that's been going on.
And you're talking about the Attorney William Barr's report?
The IG report, yeah.
The IG report and then the release of the FISA information, all that?
Report, yeah, FISA. And he said, I want to declassify everything, so...
So you're putting some hope in that justice will be restored.
Yes. That's all we have. We've been hearing this for a couple of years, and they better... It's time, you know. He went to Japan, he went to England, and so he's not going to do it then. So I think it's this week. It's got to be this week, and that's what a lot of the sort of the spooky accounts that are, you know, everyone's saying, and even an Emmy Award journalist who asks me for the weird news, and I give it to her, and she said my inside sources in D.C. are telling me it's going to happen this week. The D-class.
If somehow the Democrats aren't able to alter the votes, like they usually try to do, bringing in the dead people and all the illegal immigrants, everybody that votes for them 3-4 times. If they, all things being equal, is Trump going to win again?
Yes, and I think that these the D-class and the IG report are going to be instrumental in that. Wow. Nobody will want to ever vote for them again.
Wow, that'd be the opposite of what they're trying to do. Chris Wilson, the guy with the UFO event, says, do you think that Trump will invoke the Insurrection Act against him?
Oh, against the illegals. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if this deal with Mexico sort of obviates that. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Do you think aliens are demons?
No. I don't. I think that some are negative and some might be more neutral. I don't have this view that's either angel and demon. I think that there's a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how about me? How about you? Are you a demon? Are you an angel?
Well, I can't tell you that. but I can tell you Daniel took the night off and he told me to go ahead and take his place tonight. So I'm like a clone. So who do you think is going to actually run against Trump?
That's a good one. I think it depends on whether Hillary can withstand whatever's going to happen legally to her, whether she's going to come in or not. But I think that that's actually who the Democrats want is for Hillary. But
wow.
Well, it's not that the Democrats want anything. She owns them. She controls. Mm-hmm. She owns the party. She mm-hmm. owns the. You know. She is the tool of the globalists and everything. And so if she's out of the picture, I think that the best shot that the Democrats have is probably, it might be Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think about Warren butt plug? What do you think about that combo?
That could be a winning combo for them. And
I mean, they're filling all kind of
reality, messed up reality.
I mean, you have an Indian, a woman, a white, a gay. I mean, you got the whole package right there. They got every box checked.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, because she's not really Indian, and nobody's white in there. I mean, nobody's black or, you know, non-white is what I meant to say.
Yeah. Well, she needs to recheck her ancestry. Probably will say that she is. Hey, here's a final question from Ted White. It says, is RBG dead?
That is a good question, because they release statements from her every so often, and one came out on Friday where she made an announcement about something and actually kind of said some not very, you know, not bashing Trump. It was kind of supporting Trump. It was like weird.
Wow.
But then the photo that was accompanying those statements was taken last September, which was, I think, the last time she was seen alive in any photograph that's been published anywhere. So that's a really good question, and I don't really know the answer.
Mm. Well, all right. Well, Alexander Roos, we're at the end of the broadcast here. Tell us a little bit about the Forbidden Knowledge TV, your website.
Well, it started out as like an alternative science blog that was really into alternative energy. I would talk about UFOs because I had a number of sightings in my life. So, you know, I was one of the few people who was willing to, like, you know, I went to good schools and I'm not stupid, okay? So, and I've had UFO experiences.
Hmm.
And not everyone who's like me will be so public about it. But I was willing to do that. And so it was kind of like about weird, anomalous stuff. And then all of this, then this coup d'etat started happening. And you really start seeing the deep state and the secret government in action. And so it's kind of been more, I still cover weird, you know, weird things, but I have been covering this because, you know, it's directly affected me. And there is so much coming from the other side, so much that's just denigrating Trump every day that I think that you need to counterbalance that. You know, I stick up for him. I defend him because, you know, in spite of myself, like I've had to really throw away all the things that I, you know, I don't care about being right. I care about the truth. And so that's why I voted for Trump and why I support Trump.
Mm. And that is why we have you on the program, because you do believe in truth. Alexander Bruce, I appreciate you coming on the Edge Television broadcast. Can we have you back again sometime?
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
All right, well, I appreciate you sharing this video. It'll be up in just a bit, and you'll be able to watch it.
Oh, great. I will run it tomorrow. I'll send it out.
Okay, thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. All right, everybody.